You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff explores the gift of prophecy, what it is, how it operates in the church today, and why the Holy Spirit still speaks through his people. Today's message begins with a foundational question: what is the gift of prophecy? Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. This week, we begin a new journey in the gifts of the Spirit. Today, we are going to be talking about one of the most powerful, misunderstood, and often neglected gifts in the body of Christ, the gift of prophecy. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, "Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy." That word "especially" tells us something right there. It tells us that this gift isn't optional. It's not just for the elite, the weird, or the super spiritual. It's something that we should long for, press into, and walk in. So what exactly is prophecy? Is it just predicting the future? Is it giving people personal words? Is it shouting out in a church service, "Thus saith the Lord"? Or is it something even deeper? And to understand the gift of prophecy, we have to go back to the Word. Prophecy at its core is hearing the heart of God and speaking it forth. It is a message from God, spoken through a human vessel, for the purpose of edifying, encouraging, comforting, warning, correcting, or calling his people into alignment. Prophecy isn't always predictive. In fact, most New Testament prophecy is not about foretelling the future. It's about forthtelling the truth. It's about speaking a now word, the rhema word, that brings life, direction, and clarity. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." That means true prophecy points to Jesus. It flows from intimacy with him. It reveals who he is, what he's doing, and what he desires for his people. Prophecy is not fortune-telling. It is not about showing off. It is not about spiritual superiority. It is about love. That's why Paul begins in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 with, "Pursue love." The gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy, are powerless and even dangerous if they are not rooted in love. So let's break this down a bit more. Prophecy in the New Testament context is one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's grouped with gifts like healing and miracles and tongues, but unlike some of the other gifts, prophecy is specifically encouraged for all believers to pursue. But why? Because it builds up the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3 says, "But the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation." Let's look at these three. Now, edification means to build up. Exhortation means to call higher or to urge forward. And consolation means to comfort and heal. When prophecy is truly from God, it will always reflect these three aspects. It will strengthen your spirit, call you closer to God, and bring peace to your heart. It will never contradict Scripture. It will never glorify man, and it will never bring fear or confusion if it's delivered correctly and received with discernment. Now, does that mean that all prophecy is perfect? No. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Prophecy is a spiritual gift, but it flows through human vessels." And that means that there can be error, mixture, or even immaturity. That's why Paul also says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, "Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good." In other words, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because some people have abused the prophetic doesn't mean that we ignore it. We test it, we weigh it, and discern what is truly from the Lord. Now let's talk about the difference between the office of the prophet and the gift of prophecy. Not everyone who prophesies is a prophet. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 tells us that Jesus gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to the church. Now, the office of the prophet is a calling, a mantle that comes with authority, responsibility, and spiritual weight. But the gift of prophecy is available to any believer who is filled with the Holy Spirit. Numbers chapter 11, verse 29 says, "Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them." And in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, Peter quoted Joel chapter 2, verse 28, saying, "Your sons and daughters will prophesy." That includes you. Yes, you might not be called to the office of a prophet, but you can absolutely walk in the gift of prophecy. You can hear God's voice. You can speak life over others. You can be a vessel through which the Spirit of God releases encouragement, warning, direction, and truth. But here's the key. Prophecy flows from relationship. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." The more time that you spend with Jesus, the more you tune your ear to his Spirit, the more accurately and powerfully you will prophesy. Prophecy isn't just about giving words. It's about being a word. It's about living so surrendered to the Holy Spirit that your very life becomes a prophetic message to the world. Think about the prophets of old. Jeremiah didn't just speak God's word. He wept with God's heart. Ezekiel didn't just preach. He acted out God's message with prophetic drama. Hosea married a prostitute to demonstrate God's covenant love for his unfaithful people. These men embodied the message, and while New Testament prophecy is different in function, the call to be surrendered vessels remains the same. If you want to prophesy, it starts with surrender. It starts with listening. It starts with intimacy. That's why prophecy is often birthed in the secret place, in the quiet, in the stillness, in the moments when you're alone with God and he begins to whisper to your heart. And once you receive that word, you carry it with humility. You don't blast it from the mountaintop unless the Lord tells you to. You don't weaponize it. You don't add to it. You speak it in love. You deliver it in obedience, and you leave the outcome to God. Now, sometimes prophecy will be personal. God gives you a word for someone else, and it confirms what they've already heard in prayer. Other times, it will be directional. He may reveal something about a church, a region, or a nation. Sometimes it will be corrective, calling someone back to righteousness or exposing hidden sin. And yes, sometimes it will be predictive. God may show you something that is coming so that you can pray, prepare, or warn others. But no matter what the word is, prophecy must always reflect the heart of the Father. It must flow from love. It must glorify Jesus, and it must align with the written word of God. Now, I want to encourage you today. If you have felt a stirring in your heart to prophesy, press into it. Ask the Holy Spirit to activate that gift in you. Begin to pray, Lord, give me your heart for others. Help me hear your voice more clearly. Teach me how to speak what you speak. And then take the first step. Maybe it's writing down what you feel God is showing you. Maybe it's speaking a word of encouragement to a friend. Maybe it's sharing a verse God put on your heart. Start small, be faithful, and as you grow in obedience, God will entrust you with more. Because the gift of prophecy isn't about building your platform. It's about building his kingdom. It's not about being known. It's about making him known. And I believe that God is raising up a generation of prophetic voices, not just preachers on stages, but everyday believers who hear the heart of God and release it wherever they go. So today, ask yourself, am I pursuing love first? Am I desiring the gifts of the Spirit? Am I a willing vessel for God's voice? Because the gift of prophecy isn't reserved for the elite. It's for the yielded, the hungry, the one who says, "Here I am, Lord, speak through me." Now, tomorrow, we will dive deeper in how we hear the voice of God and lay a foundation for prophetic ministry. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.